This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. That means it's our time for Radio Rewind. This week, 20 years ago in 1993, the original host and co-creator of Let's Make a Deal, Monty Hall. You know, remember Monty Hall? Well, he was on our program 20 years ago, and you know what Let's Make a Deal. It's famous for asking contestants if they want what's behind door one, the curtains, the box, or you want to keep the cold cash.
Now, do you want to keep the handbag hoping there's $900 in here, or do you want to go for the coating mix and what's behind there? Irene Smith, you're going to keep it. What was behind the coating mix?
Oh, she got, as Monty used to say, zonked. And actually, it's very interesting because which one to choose? That whole Let's Make a Deal was welcomed into the world of mathematics and became known as the Monty Hall problem. And as it turned out, it wasn't as simple as just picking the right door and changing the odds. Monty Hall, as you'll hear in this clip, spent some time researching the math behind choosing either the car or the goat. And he was surprised, as we all were, by what he found. Have a listen 20 years ago this week.
There are three curtains. I tell the contestant there's a car behind one of the three curtains. Behind the other two curtains are goats. Now you choose a curtain, and they choose curtain number one.
Right.
I say, now it's either behind two or you've chosen one. I'm going to show you what's behind three. And we open up three and show them a goat. So that's out of the contest now.
Right.
It's between the one that you're holding, which is one, and the unknown behind two. One of them has a car, one of them has a goat. I say to the person, or I used to say until I got smart, you have a 50-50 chance now. The truth of the matter is that the odds never change from the beginning. It is still one in three. It was one in three when they started. It's one in three when they finish. But by eliminating one of the doors, by showing one of the doors or one of the curtains, they automatically thought that they were down to a 50-50 chance. True, it was one out of two chances at the end, but their initial choice was a one out of three.
So
they never figured out the odds.
So it was better for them to switch or stay?
We're coming to the part now which is switch. Parade magazine a few years ago printed an article by a Marilyn Von Savant, I think she's a president of Mensa or something like that, claiming that on that show, if Monty Hall had given you a chance to switch after you saw the initial door, when he showed you number three, which was a goat, and he said, do you want to keep number one or do you want to go for number two? Should you switch? She said, you should switch. And then she got 1,000 letters from people saying, what are you talking about? It's the same thing whether she had one or whether she kept on to one or didn't switch. And she came back in the second column, maintained again. This time she got something like 10,000 letters, including college professors all over the country telling her she was wrong. On further examination, and I did this after a man from the New York Times came out to interview me, and they had two pages in the Sunday New York Times, starting on the front page and going into an interior page, discussing this in detail. And it is true. Mathematically, if you made that switch, if Monty Hall, after you have chosen number one, and he showed you that three was a goat, if he said, do you want to switch to two now or hang on to one, you should switch. And the chances are that two out of three making the switch would give you the right answer.
And now you know what to do if you become a contestant on Let's Make a Deal. That was Monty Hall 20 years ago. You can hear more of Monty explaining just why contestants choose the curtain or the cash. You can find it on our website at sciencefriday.com.